Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we listen to Tidings of Joy as portrayed in Sangam literary work Kurundogai 146, penned by Velli Veediyar. Set in the hills of Kurunji, the verse speaks in the voice of the confidant to the lady in response to the lady's worry that her kithan kin would reject the offer of marriage put forth by the man's family. Amma, Vali, தோழி, நம்மோர் பிரிந்தோர் புணர்ப்போர் இருந்தனர் கொல்லோ, தண்டுடை கையர் வெண்தலை சிதலவர் நன்று நன்று என்னும் மாக்களோடு இன்று பெரிது என்னும் அங்கனது அவையே. The verse paints a picture of a joyous meeting of elders. At the start, we glimpse the most common opening in Sangam Aham verses, Amma, Vali, Toli, a request to a friend to listen with a blessing thrown in. In the words Pirindor Punarpor, meaning uniting those separated, we see the hand of an external agency bringing together separated lovers. Who might they be? Word portraits delight us in Thandudai Kayyar, meaning those who have walking sticks in their hands, as well as Venthalai Chidalavar, meaning those with white hair on their heads which are covered by cloth. These descriptions bring before one's eyes those people who are colloquially and affectionately called as Perisu, referring to town elders in rustic belts of Tamil Nadu today. Their stumbling walks and white hair reveal their age and accompanying wisdom too, no doubt. Ending with the words Anganadu Avaye, meaning that assembly of people there, the verse welcomes us to listen closely to what's unfolding within. What words are being spoken in this assembly of the wise then? The context reveals that the man and lady were leading a love relationship when the man decided it's time to seek the lady's hand in marriage. So he sends a group of elders on his behalf to speak with the lady's kith and kin. At this time, the lady gets anxious, worrying. What if her parents refuse giving her hand in marriage to the man? To the lady, the confidant says, "Listen, my friend, may you live long. Looks like there are people in our village who will bring together those separated. Elders with canes in their hands and greys on their covered heads say good, good, and others in that gathering say today's a great day." With these words, the confidant allays the lady's anxiety and assures that positive news regarding her marriage can be expected soon. Many a time we have seen the lady in angst, worrying about her separated lover or husband, or the man thinking about his beloved. But here is a different setting, one that spells joy for this couple. Time to delve into its nuances. The confidant rushes to her worrying friend and declares straight away that there are people in their village who seem to have good hearts that unite the separated. After that cryptic and abstract note, the confidant turns to talk about what exactly is happening in the assembly at their home. She says she sees people carrying canes for support in their hands, and also they seem to have heads covered in white hair and cloth turbans as well. There's always respect for age in the Tamil country, be it then or now. Age is equated to wisdom, and reverence to the aged is innate and instantaneous. We understand that these are the people who have been carefully chosen and sent by the man to the lady's house. And what's more, justifying the trust in them, these elders seem to be saying words of acceptance and positivity to all that the lady's family are saying. And then the confidant concludes with the words, not just those elders sent by the man, but even the lady's kith and kin are declaring that because the elders have come to their home, it was a day to be celebrated. Hearing these words from her friend, no doubt the lady would be ecstatic. Her dream of being united with the man is about to be fulfilled. What more can a girl ask? Delights the lady. The verse etches a significant moment in the lives of the man and lady, for this is a turning point wherein they move on from being secret lovers to being a wedded couple. As for us, we can sense the jubilation and positivity evoked by this ancient gathering of the wise and the welcoming. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Perhaps a moment to consider all those others who played a significant role in beginning your life with your beloved. Please share your thoughts on nandinikarki.com and do spread the word about Sangam Lit to those significant people in your life. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.